approve the minutes of October 8th, 2025. So those are approved. Cresta did a great job.
Oh, thanks.
Next, we have the rural and approved split by McDonald's. And I am going to approve the rural and approved split for parcel 3-4.5-30-4, creating two new parcels containing a minimum of 12 acres each. These were submitted by Tom Avant, the Iron Rock Group, holding power of attorney. Next is extending a subdivision for Mark Jacobs. I am going to approve extending lot 325-7, containing 2.99 acres into parcel 8-6-9-28, creating new lot 325-7, containing 22.01 acres in the Elk Ridge Estates Unit 4 Phase 5 subdivision in King County, Utah. This was submitted by Tom Avant, Iron Rock Group, and he withholding power of attorney. I don't see anybody on, so I'm not going to open it up for public comment. If somebody does join the call, we'll open it up for public comment. Are you hearing me okay, Cresta?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Next on the agenda, I move to approve a full boundary adjustment with termination of easements within a subdivision for Murdoch and Perkins. This is a full boundary adjustment to modify the lot line for a garage within Duck Creek Pines, Phase 6, amended subdivision. This affects lots 213 and 215, and they are going to vacate two 7.5-foot public utility easements by ordinance 2025-37. This was submitted by Brent Carter of New Horizon Engineering, acting under power of attorney. Number five, I approve a full boundary adjustment with the termination of easements within a subdivision for Buncher. This is to save on taxes and consolidate property. This adjustment will affect lot 69 within the Zion View Mountain Estates, Unit E, and lot 71. Zion View Mountain Estates, Unit E, and to vacate two 7.5-foot public utility easements by ordinance 2025-38. This project was submitted by Brent Carter of New Horizon Engineering, acting under power of attorney. Number six, I approve the full boundary adjustment with termination of easements within a subdivision for Wise. This is to save on taxes for lots 62-198, 62-199, and 62-204, and 62-205 of the Color Country Subdivision Plat H in Kane County, Utah, and to vacate 8 5-foot public utility easements by ordinance number 2025-39. This project was submitted by Brent Carter of New Horizon Engineering, acting under power of authority. Next, I approve a full boundary adjustment with the termination of easements within a subdivision for Konovic. The full boundary adjustment is to save on taxes for lots Z-2-10 and Z-2-11 within the Zion View Mountain Estates, Unit B, King County, Utah, and to vacate 2 5-foot public utility easements by ordinance 2025-40. This is submitted by Brent Carter of New Horizon Engineering, acting under power of attorney. All items are approved, and we don't have anybody on the line, so there are no public comment, and I move to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Yes.